Welcome to Nerd and Ties, the Secret Podcast Special 2017. That's right, on this episode you're going to hear the secret podcast we record at conventions and hide somewhere on the internet normally. But instead, you'll get to hear a bunch that we didn't put in the last special, because it's been a couple years since we did one of these. I am, of course, one of your hosts, Trey Dorn. And over the course of this episode, you're also going to be hearing from Nick Izumi, the wonderful Gen Proc, and maybe Firsters. I honestly don't remember. Yes, you'll hear from Firsters, because we recorded some of these back when he was still on the show. For those of you who don't know, the Secret Podcast is whenever we do a convention or some random event, because you're going to hear one of the things on here at least is not from a convention, we record a Secret Podcast where we sit down and bullshit for like 10 minutes. And normally these are accessed through a secret part of our website, but we put them into a special every once in a while, and these specials are only temporarily on the internet. That's right. When the next fortnightly episode of the podcast comes out in a week, this will disappear from the internet. And so listen to it while you can. Try to save it while you can if you want. Or you can just, you know, go and find the actual Secret Podcast, which will remain on the internet in their little hidden vault, you know, like they do. So, that is what is happening right now. The first episode you're going to hear is the GeekCon 2015 episode. We're going back that far because it's been that long since we did a special. And that's going to involve your original Nerd and Tie lineup of myself, Nick, and Fur. And, oh, dear Lord, just this is a thing that happened. And, it starts with Fur rapping.
Does everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips? Just a bunch of gibberish and mother... Exactly, they forgot about Dre. So what do you say to somebody you hate? What? Anyone trying to wring trouble your way? Want to resolve things in a bloody way? Just study a tape of Endeavor.
So, Fur, we need to start the show, so I need you to stop rapping.
Okay.
Because I need clean audio. All right. So welcome to the Nerd and Tie Secret Podcast for GeekCon.
Secret podcast.
For GeekCon 2015. The current year's 2015, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm Trey Dorn.
I'm Firsters.
And I'm Nick Izumi.
And we have with us a wonderful crowd of the Shameless Otaku. We've got Q.
Yes.
We've got Gen Proc.
Keep up, squiddly down.
The most Genish of all Gens.
Yeah.
And we have Krista Irene Colangelo, my lovely wife.
I've always thought it was Colin Gello.
I will end you.
That's what I thought it was.
No, it's like Colonel Angelo.
Colonel Angelo.
I'll end both of you.
Now, I'm really disappointed that when her sister got married, that her sister didn't keep her name, because they have a son. She married a guy named Mike, and they've got a son, Mike Jr., and if she had kept her maiden name, it could have been Mike Colangelo. And I think that would have been the best opportunity ever. And, well, she thinks it's not funny and has hit me, and we won't keep talking about that.
Moving on.
So how's your GeekCon been, guys?
Good. I'm trying to save my voice at this point for my audition tonight, so I'm not going to talk a lot during the secret podcast.
I'm still here. I'm having fun.
And our laptop is current. My laptop for Nerd and Tie is currently running Tiffany Grant's panel. The computer they had in there, while it had a DVD drive, and had Windows Media Player, did not have the DVD codecs installed on it.
Womp womp.
And I hadn't left the room yet, so I'm even though I don't work here, my equipment's running the panel.
You can't get away from helping out at some point.
Nope.
I have a hard... Well, could you bring yourself to deny Tiffany Grant her ability to run a panel? I couldn't.
No. What kind of monster would?
No, yeah, it's a...
Who would die because you would kill them?
A person who deserves to be punched in the knee.
Yep.
In the knee.
In the knee?
Right in the knee.
Right in the knee.
Punch your kneecap straight off. Just, there it goes.
Yeah.
You could do that, yeah.
But yeah, so...
You just gotta try hard.
This is a fun GeekCon, though. I had a lot of fun this weekend with everybody.
Yeah, and we got to announce the Nerd and Tie Expo.
Archivize!
Archivize!
Nerd and Tie Guys!
And yeah. Archimize, how are you doing? You're on the Secret Podcast.
I'm on a Secret Podcast.
Yeah.
Again. I'll find it.
You were on the one last year at KeyCon.
I will find him.
Because it was outside.
Yeah. This year there wasn't a fire alarm.
No, there was fire alarm. Con 2 didn't happen.
Have you ever been?
No. Lots of...
It's a failing con.
It was sad without Denny's this year.
Yeah.
I missed that Denny's very hard.
It was noticeably sad.
Yeah.
I missed my doom cake.
Since only like a Five Guys moved in, I've almost exclusively eaten nothing but hamburgers as my protein.
I never had Five Guys all weekend. That's sad.
Me
I didn't go there.
We're
going
to go get something better.
We are going to get something better. It's going to be great.
Cool.
I don't know. We went to this restaurant last year on a suggestion.
It's called the Oak Creek Tavern. It's right across from a...
From like a butcher shop where they get all their meats from.
And oh.
It's awesome.
It's a tiny little place. Kind of...
Out of the way.
Yeah. 10
it's
minutes.
Very cute. Very sweet. Very romantic. We're going to be celebrating our 3-year anniversary there. It's going to be...
That's where he secretly pays me for all the shit I do.
Secret payments.
Secret.
I'm just kidding.
Behind closed doors, secret payments.
It's a dollar.
What kind of sick depravity
I'd
is going on?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Today's theme is RoboCop.
RoboCop.
This weekend's theme is robots.
Robots. All weekend long, robots.
I did
robots.
Finally buy a Gundam model that I've been putting off buying since I was 13 years old.
Did you look at its crotch and know that you just had to have it?
No, not this time.
It was crotch at first
not
sight.
This time.
Oh, man.
So I'm thinking about making a new series about... this like guy who's a cop who gets turned into a robot. I'm calling it Police Borg. And
I'll buy it for a dollar.
For a dollar.
Or perhaps $1.50.
And it's only because I don't want to get sued by Marvel if I called it Psycops.
Ooh. Boo this man.
So, on that
note, everyone at home, go see Shaun the Sheep.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I don't have a lot to say on this one.
I don't either. I'm not intoxicated like I normally am for Super
Well, and okay, so Nerd and Tech Expo, for those of you who don't know, that NewCon we announced was actually, like, even though we had been kicking the idea around for a really long time, didn't really cement into, like a firm plan until the Secret Podcast last year, literally, at No Brain Con. So the last Secret Podcast we did, decided, like, because we'd been talking about doing it for a while, but it was when we decided we were definitely doing it and when we were doing it.
And who was helping.
So the last one was a planning meeting, and we're recording this one at the convention. We announced it to everybody else.
It's all coming together. The entire convention is going to be told via Secret
Although,
podcasts.
Wait, technically that's not true. There's a Secret Podcast in between. Pulver's Wedding. It's just... That's not going into the Secret Podcast folder until the same time this one does.
True.
So...
Because that one's disappearing, like, now.
Yeah, it'll be deleted from the cumulative episode will be deleted once I get home.
Bomb bomb.
Womp womp.
So, everyone at home, you know when Trey got home. And with that, keep on spocking in the free world.
I'm Fristers.
I'm Trey Dorn.
And I'm Nick Azumi.
I'm Kim.
I'm Kill.
Shameless Otaku.
Me.
Say your name.
Say your name, Krista.
Krista.
We all say each other's names.
Names.
And this has officially been the shortest Secret Podcast ever.
Because we didn't have to wait for the fire trucks this time.
Look, all I'm saying is that if you spent the time to dig through our website... And hunt down the code, and all you got was this in the folder. Ha ha! Sucks to be you. But we love you, and please sponsor Nerd and Tie.
Yes.
Goodbye.
The next time we actually recorded a Secret Podcast wasn't at a convention, but at Nick Izumi's wedding. Nick Izumi's wedding, because, you know, he got married. And so in what was probably the loudest version of the podcast ever recorded... Nick really isn't there. I don't see. Here's the thing: is I'm putting this episode together and I'm recording these segments when I have not listened to the actual Secret Podcast since like we recorded them. Because why would I? So I know first still on this one. Thomas Sinclair, friend of the show, is on this episode. And that's all I literally remember. God. And there wasn't even any alcohol there, so I don't know. It was 2016, man. It was a different time. It was a different time, quite literally, because, you know, it's not that year anymore. Whatever. Listen, it's a thing.
We got quite the eclectic group for the Secret Podcast here.
Welcome to the Nerd and Tie Secret Podcast.
At ReadyCon 2K16.
Yeah, Nick just got married to Rana.
It's real.
Which means that one of the hosts of the show got married to a guest host of the show, but to be fair, she only guest hosted the show before.
And me and Trey are going to die old and alone. And
I am married!
I don't know!
My wife is right here!
Just people that you're married.
Is not married!
All right.
I believe they're playing your song, friend.
Come on.
And we just lost Nick. So thanks. So instead, Thomas Sinclair is sitting in now.
How you guys doing?
Yeah. How you doing? How
Nick
you doing?
Azumi is married.
Yeah, how come you've never had me on your show?
I haven't had a chance to have you on the show yet. I talked to you today. That's not even fair.
Tell the people on the internet what your show is.
My show is called I Wanna Like This, and it actually stems from my natural positive disposition of wanting to like things and being horribly disappointed by the world.
Where can they find this?
They can find it on at Facebook, I Wanna Like This. They can always find us on Twitter, at I Wanna Like This. You can also find us on SoundCloud, at I Wanna Like This.
All right, so that's...
called
that,
I Wanna Like This?
I believe it's called I Wanna Like This.
So people who found the hidden link on our website clicked on this particular option out of all the things behind the hidden link. That is how you, like, two guys find Thomas Sinclair's stuff on the internet. I hope you appreciate all the listeners who are probably you finding this on the internet right now.
I think he wants to like it, but I'm not really sure.
That is Katie, tall Katie, long Katie.
The ultimate Katie. Yeah.
Formerly of the Hathaways, currently of the Dungers.
Yep, that's me. I'm pretty awesome.
We should also point out that Gen is here. Say hello, Gen.
Hello, Gen.
And we should also point out that Krista is here.
I think you two should get married someday. That way you're not alone like me, Trey.
June is our sixth wedding anniversary.
It's true.
I'm really sad that you and me are so alone.
In December, Krista and I will have been together for a decade.
Ha ha, you're old.
They've been married longer than you spent in college.
That's true. That's entirely true.
Oh, what's it like to work at a grocery store?
It's actually quite nice when you're, you know, when you've got that 10 years of experience and they depend on you to do everything.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
They depend on you to cut
Don't shit on the service industry.
I'm not done. Do they let you take home meat?
Not often, but occasionally we get to.
Just the spare cuts?
Yeah.
Like the extra?
Occasionally.
And then do you sell them to Great Wall Buffet for their spare ribs?
It's King Buffet now. It's not Great Wall anymore, sir. They got bought.
I refuse to believe that. It's always going...
I remember the year that water was coming down in that buffet after NorAdCon.
Yep, I do too.
That was...
They said don't touch the walls or water will come out of them.
And that's why we went to Denny's last year.
Wait, don't touch the walls. Water will come out of them.
Yeah, no.
That's like the hotel that bleeds.
No, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. I don't want to eat food from there. When I lived in that town, I ate there like pretty regularly, and
all of a sudden
it was garbage. Mind you, it could have been garbage while I was there, and I just never noticed the water coming out of the walls. But you know,
I took my parents there.
Oh no.
That's,
they did that.
Well, your parents did not die from it, I presume?
The cantina playing in the background.
Not yet, anyway.
Okay, well, it's good.
Wait. The Mos Eisley cantina, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what that type of music the band is playing?
I'm familiar.
It's called jizz. Jizz is the space jazz that is playing at Mos Eisley cantina. The Mos Eisley band, all the bands that play jizz are called Jizz Whalers. That is the professional name of the musicians in Star Wars.
The extended universe is no longer canon.
No.
Newlywed Nick Azumi.
On the script of A New Hope, they're actually referred to as Jizz Whalers.
Nick, how is
that? That is legit canon.
If it doesn't appear on screen, it is not necessarily canon.
Nick, how is dancing?
Well, Barbra Streisand 2K6 just happened. So,
if you want to watch the old version, go to my YouTube channel and dig back, which is now actually the official Nerd. Go to Nerd and Ties YouTube channel, because that is
I don't have full proprietary ship because I included these two assholes. So that's what you mean?
Well,
it's now Nerd and Ty. It's no longer just you.
Well, no, it's Nerd and Ty's channel. Yes. Yeah. But my old videos are still on it because I had a partner channel and I don't feel like making a new partner channel.
True. That's a lot of work.
So, yeah, I already got status, so Nerd and Ty gets to ride my prior attempts to become a famous YouTube personality, which failed. Who would have thought that videos about the 3DO wouldn't catch on?
Hey, that one guy really wants you to make more 3DO videos.
Well, especially when I was sponsored in that series by a website that doesn't exist anymore. That was risingstuff.com. Don't go there.
It doesn't exist.
Something's there, but it's mostly just links to Google searches and ads trying to... I keep accidentally exiting the voice memo app, but
it's
it kept
recording,
so we're good. And, yeah, there's been no booze here.
Huh?
There's no booze at this
No,
wedding.
It's a dry wedding, which is kind of phenomenal, or, you know, for be slurring his speech on the podcast. And
that's true.
Neither of us would have been able to talk.
Well, I don't drink.
Nah, well, no, I meant so because Fur would constantly be talking.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's also true. But I will tell you, this is a lot better than the last dry wedding I was at.
There's someone who snuck up.
Which, the
How many dry weddings have you been to?
I've only been to two.
This is my first dry wedding.
There was a dry wedding. I will not mention the couple. They are both good people, but there was no booze, there was no music, and they started opening presents right after cake.
Are they Mormon?
No.
I don't know what Mormons are. That sounds like something that happened at a Mormon wedding. I know what Mormons are. They're people who believe in gold tablets.
I left.
It's no more ridiculous than anything else.
So we left, and we're like, really, like, what the heck just happened here? That was... They're good people, and they are still happily married, and
they are awesome.
They recently had a child, too, didn't they?
I think so, yes.
Congratulations.
Isn't that weird, by the way, when your friends, when, like, people you went to school with or anything are now parents?
We got
one developing.
I had a friend from...
Culver's.
Simone's here?
Culver's are going to have a little child.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
They're not here right now.
Oh, okay. That's why I was confused when
I see them. They're right there. I'm looking right at them through the door.
Yeah, first agent and Simone. But no, it's, you know what it is? That doesn't weird me out because I went to a high school where before the end of high school, I had friends who were parents. So
none of the kids I hung out with were parents because, you know, we're giant
nerds.
Well,
one of them just got married right after high school and then had a kid, like, but they were like 2 years older than me. So they had the kid while I was a senior. But
my friend knew.
But I knew people who had kids while in high school. So that's why it's like people are like, oh, is it so weird that all these people are having kids? And I'm like, I think it's so weird that people with stable income are having kids. Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird for me because like there was a time when I would go to all these weddings.
Get over here.
I'm way more weirded out by people buying houses.
Because I used to go to all these weddings and people would be like, oh, you're smart to wait to get married. Because I was 20, in your 20s, everyone says that to you when you're the single guy at the wedding, when your friends are getting married in their 20s.
Yeah.
When you're the guy who's 30 when your friends are getting married,
how old
like,
are you right now?
31.
Okay, my sister didn't meet her husband until she was...
I'm going to go hit the dance floor.
Oh, I don't ever intend to get married, is the thing. So now it's like, when are you getting married? And it's like, I don't see that.
I think it's a good time to end the secret podcast. Arkhamite's made it onto a secret podcast.
I made it onto a secret podcast again.
Oh, Katie's is subbing in for Fur on the secret podcast.
Yeah, I am. I'm tagging in for Fur.
Fur's barely been talking anyway, so...
Oh, that's unusual.
Yeah, I know. Well, no alcohol.
So I'm going to take the opportunity to not talk as much as Fur, which is still, you know, talking quite a bit.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. But I actually don't really know what I'm doing here, so does anyone want to ask me a question so I'm not floundering?
So, Katie, at what age did you realize you weren't a puppy?
Oh. You mean I'm not a puppy?
Oh no,
dreams have been shattered.
Oh,
I wanted so badly to grow up and be a big, strong doggy.
At what age did you realize that ponies weren't young horses?
That one, I think, didn't really set in until I was, like, 9.
I didn't know till my 20s.
Really?
I'm from the city. Why would I know that ponies and young horses are different things?
Oh, come on. I was from the city, too.
Had you never heard the term colt before?
Or foal?
I thought it was a synonym.
Or a gun.
Okay.
I don't know. A horse is freaking out.
Terrible beer. With a horse on it.
Exactly.
So, on that note, I'm going to take a line from Thomas's book here and plug my own website.
Yay!
Not many people know that I actually do this.
I was unaware.
You're so full of shit, Trent.
No, I think he might not actually have been aware.
I didn't know Katie has a website.
Katie, tell us your website.
Well, it's not my website, but I do contribute to a blog that's all about feminism and diverse voices in gaming.
High five.
We knew that.
Thank you.
I'm giving you a high five. I think I knew that and forgot it.
But we are called the NPC Gamers. You can find us at npcgamer.wordpress.com. We're also on Facebook at NPC Gamer. And right now it's just three of us talking about the games that we love and the things that we don't love, but mostly the things that we love. So if you ever want to hear me talk or write, I guess, about things that I like and things that I hate.
Hear Katie's literary voice.
My literary voice. Yes. That sounds better. Thank you.
So, yeah. My word's good.
I don't know. Maybe if I had a chance to rehearse something like this, I'd be better. But let's not give me too much credit, shall we?
I never do.
Thank you.
Sorry. I feel...
You're just really warming my heart right now.
The joke was there, man. You can't serve that up.
He just went off on how he wanted you to be con director for No Brand Con for years.
I have faith.
It wasn't years. It was only like a year.
No, I wanted to... I wanted you to be events manager so I could train you up for con director.
So that was multiple years. I hope you know that.
Yeah. That's...
You didn't have to.
Guilt is a very effective tool with me.
No, you're a talented individual who is smart and capable, so I see that in an organization I'm one of the people in charge of. Of course I want to, promote that and move that up. Who wouldn't? That's what you do. If you see someone capable, you want them to succeed.
It's true. I do a lot of kicking.
And I consider you capable.
Of kicking?
Well, that too.
Thank you.
Of kicking it. You were a DJ for the con.
All right. So we have hit 12 minutes, which is usually the maximum length.
Well, then I'm going to put you up to this. Do you want to do my podcast?
Yes!
Okay. You heard it here. Trey's going to be on I Want to Like This.
I'll even produce the episode on.
Yeah, that way we can do it from a distance because I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the podcast one time?
I need to find a microphone.
That's okay. I will totally find a way to hook you up with that because I know really good cheap ones. Cheap, expensive wise.
Well, okay, so the
I buy
the
everything
Samsung,
from China.
The Samsung Q2U is a really good mic. It's got a USB interface, so you can just plug it into a USB port. But it's to get a better sound on a microphone, you really have to spend like $300. While the Samsung Q2U is under $50.
Hooray! I can talk to myself in my office.
Yeah. It's the same hardware as the ATR2100 USB that Audio-Technica does, like same internals, but it's like $10 cheaper.
Sounds good.
For the same microphone. All right, we're going to stop now.
Okay.
Bye. So I guess Nick did make it onto the show a little bit, not much, but, you know, it was his wedding. He was busy, and tall Katie Hathaway was on there, my wife, other people. You might have heard Gen Proc in some of these earlier episodes. I'm not really listening to them right now, guys. I'm, just checking them for sound and hopefully making, a little normalized. I don't know. Let's go to our next podcast. Was actually recorded not that long after that at No Brand Con 2016. That's the year that this was. Yes, here. Have a No Brand Con 2016 secret podcast. Wherever the heck this thing was recorded. I have not listened to this in a year.
Welcome to the Nerd and Tie Secret Podcast for No Brand Con 2016. I'm Trey Doran. Joining me, as always, is Nick Izumi.
I have been on most of the Secret Podcasts.
And we forgot to record this while Fur was still here. So instead, we have Sam Owens Tweet sitting in for him. How you doing, Sam?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Full of bees.
Yeah?
Much like some of the rooms here, actually.
Would you say that you have hives? Get it?
Only in the sense that you are all full of bees.
Covered in bees. Alright, so...
I like my men the way I deconstruct Eddie Izzard joke. You did, because you bought it.
Yeah, I can't eat anything with the face, so I gotta lick the little faces out before I do it. Here, watch me do it.
Wait, is that... Yeah, okay.
There's no video of this. You're just gonna have to take our word for it.
You're just gonna have to take our word for it. This is what's happening. What do you want
Verb.
To talk about,
Trey? I don't know, I'm tired. This is No Brand Con's first Wisconsin Dells Con. I know attendance dropped.
But that just comes with...
That comes moves. With any time a con moves, its attendance is going to drop.
Plus, it's an election year and people are afraid to spend money.
I don't think that you say that. And I'm like, I
don't think so. I don't think that holds up.
I say this as someone with a political science degree. I don't think that holds up. I mean, there is an overall spending cap, but not within the niche community of fandom conventions, you know. I think that usually reflects more on spending by the attendees there, not the attendance itself.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. Yeah, but
I mean,
still.
When Daishokan moved to the Kalahari,
we had a drop there, so
yeah,
it's going to be
a significant drop. But in the years past that, Daishokan
The move was necessary. Like
the
they
move,
had to.
Well, no, the
it's
move
just,
was
yeah.
probably the best thing that happened to Daishokan.
Oh, well, I was talking about No Brand Con, but whatever. So
but the move for...
The move for DashCon was very necessary because the hotel didn't exist.
Yeah.
But the move for No Brand Con was definitely necessary because we were getting cramped.
It was progressive. Yeah.
And now, the real question of the day... The real question of the day...
Is why was Gutsman on that candy machine at the Econo Lodge that I was staying at? Gutsman from Mega Man 1 was printed on the side of the candy machine that no one can see properly. I had to look at him through a window from the other candy machine, and I don't know why he was there, and it's really bothering me.
It's bothering me too.
Why is Gutsman on the candy machine in the Wisconsin Dells Econo Lodge?
I don't know. Mysteries abound. Truth denies, defies... Tries to weasel its way into your heart, but no, you can keep it out. Just a little bit of Phil Collins will do that.
Well,
so, yeah.
A comforting lie is easier than a harsh truth.
You have saved
That's
your
for
home.
Sure.
All right, goodbye, people who just made a cameo on the Secret Podcast. But we won't tell you who you are because it's a secret.
Secret Podcast.
The Secret.
All right.
So, but yeah, so I want to know what he was
that
doing.
That I'm here to remind you of the mess you left when you went away.
Fair enough.
It's not fair to deny me. I'm sorry.
That got weird really fast. Anyway.
That song gets weird really fast.
Alanis Morissette references are never dated. She's a queen. And God. Literally God.
You were probably inaudible from that distance in this loud room. But who cares? Because science tells us that everyone's inaudible at an appropriate distance.
I can't say you're wrong. I'm not quite sure what you're getting at, but you're not wrong.
I'm getting at the truth of the matter, the heart, the deepness, the utter confounding nature of mankind, and that can of soup over there.
I'm just still eating these hella pandas and licking the faces off of them. So.
I'm still kind of surprised you didn't get the Spider-Man Homecoming, double reference in the title.
I think it has to be remembered that I hate high school age Peter Parker. It cannot be said loudly enough that I hate high school age Peter Parker.
Are you reading
and
the,
so,
you mean
the
you
Spidey?
Want to do high school age Peter Parker?
No, I want... The Peter Parker I want is I want adult Peter... I want adult married professional Peter Parker attempting to keep his marriage from falling apart while he also Spider-Mans.
In bed.
No. No, it's a complex, important character. We're recording the Secret Podcast right now.
It's also the part of the comic with Spectacular Spider-Man 200, the book that makes me cry every time I read it.
Also, Aunt May should have stayed dead.
Yes.
Aunt May should have stayed dead.
Are you reading Spider-Verse now?
No.
Okay.
It was awesome.
So, yeah. Spider-Gwen is incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
The new re-release of Spidey it's Spidey. It's not Spider-Man, it's Spidey. It's high school age Peter Parker, but it's
fuck high school age Peter Parker.
Hey man, it's a different take on the origin story, and the Gwen and Peter relationship is kind of downplayed a little bit, so the love
I'm okay with Gwen
out.
Stacy being dead.
Well, yeah, but Spider-Gwen
I mean,
is
I like Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen
no,
is an
no,
awesome
let me, let's
character.
Be clear. Let's
also,
be clear. I love Spider-Gwen. I love alternate reality Gwen Stacy. She's the best thing since sliced bread. I just don't want to relive those. If you're in a continuity where you know she's going to die, I don't feel like reliving that time with her. If in a continuity, if you tell me this is the new continuity where she might live, then I can get on board with it.
Okay,
but so I don't want to build up to a death that I already know.
Legit question.
So I didn't like Amazing.
Which alternate universe Gwen Stacy are we talking about? Because there's also Gwenpool, which was shockingly funny.
I'm also like, good.
It had
I'm
Gwen
no...
Stacy variant of Look, Deadpool. Right?
Yeah, she's a comic book reader who ends up in the Marvel universe, decides that this can't be real. Therefore, there are no consequences to anything she does.
So she goes full on Deadpool.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to be clear. Okay. I love every version of Gwen Stacy except for the ones destined to die.
Okay, so
that's
the
fair.
Deadpool re-release. It was like a 5 or 6 issue short run introduced Deadpool 2023 or Deadpool 2033?
2099, you mean?
2099, thank
you. Yeah, because they had the whole Marvel line of 2099
so
books.
So Deadpool is Lady Deadpool.
Okay.
And that's really good. The Spider-Man Deadpool crossover is awesome right now. The new Deadpool and Cable is incredible. Squirrel Girl, I think, is on like issue 7 and it's
again
amazing.
That's a really good series, yeah.
It's an amazing series.
Squirrel Girl had 2 number one issues in 1 year.
Yeah.
That's weird, but okay.
No, but it's because they redid all the numbering. And so it's like, I think that they have like our second best number one issue this year.
Way to go, Great Lakes Avengers, seriously.
I haven't read...
awesome team.
Well, okay, so like I actually stopped reading Squirrel Girl and a lot of comics, not because... I didn't like them just because I stopped having time about a year ago. And so, like, there's a bunch of stuff that I didn't get to keep up with. And I want to keep up with it, but, like, I just ran out of time. And now I've got to, like, go back and wait for a good Comixology sale.
You know what comic is actually better than it has any right to be? The IDW Transformers book right now.
Dude, it is really good.
No, I've been hearing really good shit about that.
It is.
Yeah, really good.
Political drama, commentaries on like colonialism, actual alien invasion stuff, body horror, gay Transformers. It's basically the best. Seriously, that's a canonical thing. And it's such a good book.
I'm just trying to. Okay, so as a gay person, I'm just trying to imagine. I'm picturing Optimus Prime being a top and Bumblebee being the obvious.
My rigid grill structure is invading your cargo bay doors.
Yeah!
That is a Transformers fan
fiction. Yeah, I know that reference.
Write it, draft it, let's do it.
Seriously, it is one of the best books coming out right now.
All right. I don't know how much of this actually got picked up, but as we're hitting 9 minutes, I think that's a good place to end the recorded part of this. If you want to know where this conversation goes next, it happened at No Brand Con, so you can't. Bye, folks.
Well, that was awkward for a number of reasons. Just, you know. Wow. Life was different then. It was a more innocent time. And if you don't understand why I'm a little weirded out by that episode, well, it's life. Anyways, moving forward, let's go to, we didn't do GeekCon, we did GeekCon 2016, but we didn't record a secret podcast there, but we did record a secret podcast at the Nerd and Tie Expo, and that is the wolf. I can't do the voice. You'll find out what that means. Trust me.
Welcome to the secret podcast for Nerd and Tie. My name is Trey Dorn, and I've been talking all day, and so now I sound like this. Live on your dial at 95.6 FM, The Wolf. Joining me, as always, is the wonderful, the clever, the well-haired Nick Azumi.
I am, in fact, well-haired. That is as the best description I can think of for the hair on my head.
It does look soft. I have never touched it.
As Firsters is asleep as he has to drive a guest back to the airport tomorrow, he is not here, but in his stead, we have the beautiful Krista Irene Colangelo.
I know.
And the endearing and persevering Gen Proc.
Sup.
Sup.
Sup, my nugget.
We are...
That's what I call my cat. She's my fluff nugget. My fluff nugget. I literally walk in the apartment and I just shout out the stairs, "Yo, nugs!" So she knows it's me. My nugs.
I was about to say, isn't that the kid from Mad Max Fury Road? Then I'm like, no, that's nuts.
No.
Okay, right. No,
so welcome to the Secret Podcast for the inaugural Nerd and Tie Expo at the lovely Plaza Hotel. The last time this convention will ever be in this building because, well, frankly, regardless of what happens to us, this building's totally going down in a couple of months.
Explosion-y.
Demolition.
If you're holding a convention in the Plaza Hotel and Suites in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, get out now. It's coming down. Run while you still can. I sound ridiculous.
This is...
sound amazing.
You sound like a dubbed anime villain from the 90s. Like,
or like just... like,
just a minute. Say you're going to fight Ranma. I want to hear
this. I'm going to stop you, Ranma. You have humiliated me for the last time.
See, that sounds exactly like a Viz dub from the early 90s.
I feel like you should be like the radio, like the Wolf radio station. Should
you're
be
listening
like,
to
cool
the
jazz.
Wolf.
You're listening to the Wolf.
Up next, the violin stylings of Diane DeLene, jazz violinist. You know, her first album put some really inspirational things, and she's worked with such artists as Frank Sinatra and Ray Charles. And I think it's a real pleasure to be able to play this for you. And I should point out before I continue this joke that Diane DeLene is a real person and my aunt.
All of that was true.
And all of that was true.
Wow. Sweet. I learned something kind of cool.
Jazz violin is fucking awesome.
She's one of the premier jazz violinists.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh.
And, yeah.
I remember when I was in orchestra in high school, we went to see
jazz she's
violin.
She co-owns a record label with her husband, Greg, Blue Jazz Records.
So if you're into jazz.
I
guess you already know about Blue Jazz. Because they're pretty known.
Well, to own a record label is a cool thing.
Yeah. If only it was a much more profitable thing.
Yeah,
as a jazz record label.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're Blue Note. Please don't ever listen to this, Aunt Diane. I love you. I'll see you at Christmas.
And suddenly, the host of the wolf
gets
lost.
Oh, God.
The wolf has been killed and disemboweled. Look what we are.
Oh, God.
There's so much
wolf is roadkill.
We're listening to the wolf.
Okay, so we are all incredibly silly because it is
3:43 a.m.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I have 17% battery left.
We've all been awake for, I have no idea how many hours.
Almost 24.
I got up at 6:30 to relieve Nick from the overnight shift.
Mm-hmm. And I'm about to... Once this is over, I think I'm going to go to bed.
What? You don't want to overnight a second time in a row?
I don't want to overnight a second time in a row, no.
Because you have to check out of your hotel room by, like, 11 or noon or whatever it is.
Yeah,
here.
I need to check out of my hotel room by 11. And also, I have after we tear down this event, my wife is expecting me to keep her awake for our 3.5-hour car ride home.
Right, you're supposed to go to bed earlier.
Yeah, are you supposed to be in sleep, Nick?
I will be after the wolf.
After listening to Late Night here at The Wolf.
I
love how that's going to be our in-joke.
Hashtag The Wolf.
Hashtag The Wolf.
So
will there, will the Wolf be running a hashtag panel next year?
I embrace fennel. It's just fun to be curmudgeonly about it in, like, in public. To be the guy telling Fur he's, like, you know, and you guys that, like, oh, blah, 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 because you guys are going to win because you outnumber me.
I just want you all to know that, like, in the next time we see each other in, like, a month or three, like, I'm just going to, like, come up and, like, nudge you and be like, hey, you've been listening to The Wolf lately? I mean, good shit on there.
Everyone should be listening to The Wolf.
The Wolf.
both the station and the... The mammal outside my house trying to kill me. Both are important to be aware of.
Is there a real wolf?
That was actually not a terrible wolf, bro.
That was not a terrible wolf.
I'm really proud of that.
They would totally use, whatever call them.
Because I can't howl right now. I can't go... Like, I tried to howl there, and I squeaked. No, so I have to do the growl.
The way you do the wolf.
Like a puppy trying to... It's a
deep growly
kind of...
But technically, usually the sound most people use for, like, wolves is, ow, ow, except I can't do the high pitch because...
No, I can't even do it right now either.
Because
like
when I try to do the ow, ow, ow with my, like... Now, you see, those of you listening at home didn't see my face attempt to make noise as nothing came out.
This is 340.
Because this is an MP3 hidden on a back end of the Nerd and Die web's...
It's Sunday morning at 3:46 in the morning.
But you know what? It's going to be a great Sunday.
You know what I don't have to do tomorrow? Check out of my hotel room because it's reserved through Monday morning.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have... I have to go back to work.
I'm staying at my
folks'
place, though.
Well, I knew that, like, if I tried to drive the 9 hours back to Lafayette after the con...
Yeah, that would not be a good
idea. Well, normally what I do, like, when I was doing No Brand Con here, is what I would do is Sunday night I would drive to my parents' house in Milwaukee,
yep.
And I'd still take Monday off to do the rest of the way. But I'm just going to one-leg it on Monday because I would need to leave still, like, you know, I wasn't tearing down the con. Even when I was still working for the con and living in Lafayette, I would, like, start with tear down, and then I'd leave. And so, like, now, like, but I, you know, it's, this is, like, as con co-chair, I can't cut out early from tear down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But still, being able to have that extra day to go to Monday is one of the best things after a con.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing, is I don't have to check out. Oh, like, I have to check out all the guests, but I don't have to check myself out.
We don't have to pack up.
So I don't have to pack up my personal stuff until tomorrow morning. So
it's so good. We'll often, like, fly out on Mondays.
Yeah, it's... I don't know we're going to do the dead dog dinner, but...
If there is, I want time. I got to go home. Because
Great Wall has been gone for...
Well, yeah. I will never go back to Great Wall. I mean, if they were still here, I'd already, like last year, when No Brand Con in 2015, I didn't go to Great Wall, not just because, but because honestly,
there's Perkins.
We can go Perks. I'm gonna call it Perks, because you're listening to The Wolf.
Perks and Rec. Exactly. You know, I kind of
brought to you by Perkins.
Well,
Perkins right off Hastings.
We ran through, like, Friends territory in the cafe Perk.
Look,
no, it's Central Perk.
Central Perk.
Look, the point is
brought to you by the Perk.
It would not be acceptable for us to do it would not be acceptable for us to do Denny's anyway, because Denny's is where I would meet Shameless Otaku, our regular listener, for when we have fights.
Oh.
When we have a throwdown, we meet Denny's underneath the tarp. No weapons. Fight. Yeah.
Yep.
That's how fights are done in the Bronx, where I am from.
You have never been to the Bronx.
I'm as Bronxian as they come.
I don't know about everybody at this table. But I'm like 80. I'm like 90% sure I'm the only person at this table who's been to New York City.
That is a lie. I have been to New York City.
New York City.
Really, you have to say I have been there when you're supposed to be from there?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm from the Bronx.
That feels vaguely racist. I don't know why.
Don't. Don't talk about vague racism with me today. I just killed the entire mood of the podcast Bendor, yes. episode.
Huh? Yeah, yeah, but it's also a neighborhood that's not necessarily white, true. So true. I'm gonna judge Nick silently because he ain't Jenny from the block.
What? I ain't or I ate?
Ain't.
Okay, well, we're in Wisconsin. I don't know. Cannibalism is pretty common here, if you didn't know. Is this?
I'm pretty sure it's not. I think that's just a Janesville thing.
I'm pretty sure they went to, jail for that. Right?
Look, everybody knows to avoid the Janesville cannibals, but that's not a problem for the rest of the state.
You're roving band of
roving packs of cannibals wander the streets of Janesville.
At 3 of them with 4 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, it's just a realistic problem to have. Cannibals.
Totally.
Cannibals smoking cannabis. That happens.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
And it gives them more of the munchies.
Gives them more munchies.
Yeah,
oh
yeah, but...
people.
You know, have you ever met a cannibal at 3 a.m. who's like, I got the munchies and only human hands can satisfy
them? Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, would a cannibal who is really high on pot, wouldn't that be like, just like, what's the, how do you tell the difference between that and just a regular zombie?
Ooh. You can't.
I mean,
wasn't that a joke in Fear the Walking Dead this week? Not a joke, but it has to happen. Someone say that happened to them.
Well, yeah, we're...
It's a reference, it's not spoiler.
Yeah, a guy who was talked about in a story where he was a junkie who got killed because he was mistaken for a zombie.
Yes, forget it.
Oh.
It's a reference, you didn't see it. It's not spoiler.
But do we know for a fact that the junkie in the Fear of the Walking Dead was a cannibal?
We don't.
But, I'm like, you know...
He may have already been a cannibal.
Trying to eat me and they're moving slowly... And they haven't showered for a week.
Mm. You may have also been a cannibal.
It's true. We have no proof against that.
That's true.
Here on The Wolf. Okay, I think that's all for us here on The Wolf.
This is the best thing we're going to do.
Be good to each other. Be nice to each other. Braid each other's hair. And remember, I'm out there every night with all of you because I'm Dr. Smooth and you're listening to... The Wolf. Where the heck's the damn off button?
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
As you may have noticed, that Firsters kind of disappeared from the Secret Podcast. Again, started to step up more and more, which is why, as obviously, we selected Gen to be the new host of the show when Fur had to exit at the end of 2016. So what comes up next is the first time now Gen appeared on a lot of these podcasts, these secret podcasts, but here's the first secret podcast where Gen was actually officially a member of Nerd and Tie, and it was recorded at KuroshiCon in DeKalb, Illinois. Well, technically, right afterwards, in a Panera. And content warning, small children, this may not be appropriate for them. So... Really, if you play this for them, you're a bad parent. Just telling you.
We can still do it.
We're only going to do it. It's only going to be like a 10-minute episode, so there's still plenty of time to go to Best Buy.
Hey.
As he says, famous last word, welcome to Super Podcast. I'm Trey Dorn.
I'm Nick Izumi.
I'm Benjamin.
And we just finished KuroshiCon, and then we finished dinner, and then we did this because...
We're at the Pantera.
Also joining us is... the lovely Krista.
Hello.
My wife. And Rana.
Confusing Ren.
The significant spouse of young
the
Nicholas.
It will be significant.
I've always
been on the KuroshiCon ones.
I like KuroshiCon.
Did we do a KuroshiCon two years ago?
Yeah.
I think we did. Yeah.
I'll have to take a look.
Secret. It's so secret you don't remember it.
Okay, so I had this idea. What if we said like a little code word in the secret podcast that people could put in the comments to let us know that they found the secret podcast?
If you found the secret podcast and you want to let us know, just say taint muffin.
I was gonna say my previously known as Fire Emblem Heroes name.
I was gonna go with something like Cowabunga or something like that, but to the taint muffin.
But you have to use it casually in a sentence and have it make sense in context.
So good luck with that.
I would you give an example.
Good luck, Archimize.
I would say good luck, Archimize, specifically.
He's gonna do it. I know he will.
I don't know how he's going to do that.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
This is a...
We're adults in a public place.
We're in a Panera.
We're at
right
the Panera.
Now. The Panera.
Panera bread, which is redundant. And
the bread. I like the bread.
We all had bread, so
we did all have bread.
That means we're all good people.
We did. Yeah. People who don't get bread at the side of Panera are either bad people or at a Panera that's out of bread to have on the side.
Yes. In which case, they need to get on that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like,
step up your game.
No bread at the bread.
That's like Taco Bell running out of tortillas.
Okay, I have been in that situation.
I've heard
or a bag of 80% beef.
Secret: the other 20% is muskrat.
No, it's mostly soy fillers and corn.
Yeah, it's fine.
Corn, mostly corn.
And horse.
No, horse is more expensive than corn. Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. You gotta think about this. Like, when people, like, come up with these conspiracy theories that, like...
You gotta go with the cheapest.
Like, no, but there was this rumor in, like, the early 90s, late 80s that, like, there was, like, worm meat in McDonald's burgers, and none of it made sense because actually someone priced it out that worm meat was more expensive than beef. And so why would you put...
Because they're so tiny. You can't really get any to a worm.
So,
exactly.
So why... So, like, it's all of those, like... Food, like
I'm really happy that someone took that time.
I am too. I'm really...
And you can understand, it was hard to spread that stuff in the 80s. People, like, made flyers and put them on cars.
Oh, wow.
So my favorite thing, in the 80s in Chicago, you used to get these things... That were, you know, some nut group was trying to say, like, end times are here stuff. Which it was obviously not true in the 80s. Might be true now. It wasn't true then. But it was like a rapture group who was talking about the mark. But the mark of the devil, like, they were an anti-barcode. They would put these flyers out about the evils of barcodes. How, like, people, like, having barcodes on their forehead and wrists as the mark of the devil. And, like, how barcodes...
No,
we're satanic.
You don't understand because there's an episode of Red Letter Media, Best of the Worst, where one of the videos picked is a video all about satanic nature of barcodes.
Oh my god, it's... You have to understand that, like...
Seems legit.
White spaces mean 666.
Dude, that's literally... Yeah, so, like, you would go to, like... You go to JCPenney and you come out and there's this, like, pamphlet on your car door about the evils of barcodes. And so, like, you had to do work to spread... Like, nowadays, people just, like, make an image and post it to Facebook and share it to their friends. People used to have to go out and work to spare to spread awful, terrible crap.
Yeah.
You know? They went out and they printed things and they went out to cars and they put things in windshields because they had dedication and time. So I'm disappointed with the crazy zealots of the new generation. Something's happening on a phone.
They... Raina just tried to summon something in.
We were praying for a booby lady in Fire Emblem Heroes, but
I did not get.
We got a muscly man.
Okay.
I got the exact opposite of what I wanted.
Are you able to rename these people?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. Because then he could have named him Taint Muffin.
Which is our secret code word.
Which is a secret code.
For those of you who are paying attention, Archimize. Just gonna...
hey, random Ramblings fan's paying close attention as well.
Okay, yeah, I know, but I don't know if he has the same problem with...
I kind of feel bad making random Ramblings fan say it, but I'm delighted in Archimize having to say it. Because, again, I can't imagine Archimize in certain ways, because he's all elbows.
He's just made of elbows.
He's
nothing
composed
but elbows.
He takes his shirt off and there's just like 6 or 7 elbows there.
You say that, but he's like
fully motivated.
But he's like a
He's like a...
He's like a Revoltech?
With 80 points of articulation.
Yeah, but he's like a Revoltech, but he's also like a several degrees black belt.
Oh my God.
He will rearrange your nose so that it's coming
right
out of your toe.
Have you ever been elbowed? Like, yeah. It hurts.
Yeah.
That makes
and
sense.
And you've got like 8 of them. Imagine like 8 elbows coming at you in a fight.
You've ever been hit by 6 to 7 elbows at once?
No.
That hurts.
That is not a normal... What kind of Fist of the North Star fighting do you think I get into?
I don't know.
Elbow of the South Star. That's what you get
into. Excuse me, Elbow of the South Star. I would watch Elbow of the South Star.
It's the main character to
just Archimedes.
It would just be Archimedes wandering through. You're already hurt. What? Ow!
Right in jerk. The jerk. Right in the giblets.
Right in the table.
We really need to stop saying that we are in public.
We are in public.
The poor, poor Panera employees have to deal with this right now.
We were all named Carolyn today.
We were.
Unfortunately.
According to Urban Dictionary, a Carolyn means a keeper. So, you know, that's a compliment, really.
The only important thing in Urban Dictionary is the definition of brain spike, which was around long before people were talking about binge watching. We had a frickin' word for it.
Brain spike.
Brain spike.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're talking to people who, like, grew up with this. Yeah.
I know.
I definitely
we're telling
spike.
Them.
But then again, the people who are listening might not have grown up with it. And you know what?
They're wrong.
You're wrong. And you know what you should do? Get a time machine and grow up in a better time.
To be fair, binge watching just means watching a bunch of it. Brain spike means commitment of
all
watching
there.
The whole thing.
Yep.
From beginning to end.
It's
true. There is a difference.
There is a difference. So it is important. That's, you know,
barely
involves muffins and tanks.
What in God's name are we doing?
Apparently, like, recording the... So, KuroshiCon, how's that? You guys have fun?
KuroshiCon was very good.
The surprisingly spectacular KuroshiCon.
KuroshiCon returns to its former glory. I think it's because...
I still think that room needs to be a little smaller.
It's because you're here.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but
Grant has the whole...
We did better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everything does better when I'm around because everyone says, hey, that stuff looks terrible. Oh, this stuff looks great in comparison. So...
Self-sacrificing humor.
Well, I made a profit, so I'm actually not actually
I made a profit, too. His name was Zachariah. And he spread my word.
That was just a bunch of cardboard and duct tape you put together with a smiley face.
Yeah, and he did a very good job at spreading the word. I got 3 subscribers because of him. Good job, Zachariah. www.youtube.com/Nick Izumi.
Oh, dear Lord. All right, so we've now reached the point where we normally on the Secret Podcast. And to you all at home... I leave you with these important final words. Taint muffin. All right, we're going to hit stop now.
Our final podcast for you takes us to the spring again. Well, the last one's in the spring of 2017, but again in the spring of 2017 to NoBrandCon 2017, and I remember absolutely nothing about this episode, but I'm sure it happened because I totally recorded it. I don't know. Like, you do a lot of these things, man. But we love you. Oh, yeah, now I remember. We were in a stairwell, and there were people, and there was Sleepy Time Batman.
Oh, look, it's time for the Nerd and Tie Secret Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Trey Dorn.
The middlest host, Benjamin.
And I'm, in theory, Nick.
And we're all expressing femininely today, and that's fine. Well, 2 of us. Anyways, joining us, as occasionally, Krista, my lovely wife.
Hello!
Cheesy McDamn you.
Evening.
Archimize.
Hi.
And another person.
Emily, my friend Emily. And Sarah's in the bathroom.
So she's not currently on the show. Because if she was both on the show and in the bathroom, you'd have to be questioning what we were doing. To a degree in which I don't think we're really all that comfortable. This episode is not being recorded in a Panera. And we are disappointed.
Panera.
Tortilla.
In a bread.
It's not being recorded in a bread, and we are disappointed at Archimize for not working in the secret phrase, which means he hasn't listened to the episode
yet.
Yeah.
And we're also being joined now by Sarah, who is no longer in the bathroom, but on the secret podcast.
Why are you talking about being in the
bathroom? Because we're on the secret podcast, and we can talk about anything we want.
This is the secret podcast. There are no rules anymore. Everything's upside down. Black is white. Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria.
And we have the opportunity for a lot of mystery guests.
I know. And that's,
who knows?
That's really the truth of the matter.
Maybe some guy will come in with a Batman shirt.
And pajama pants.
It's awesome.
Afraid of the
Good
secret
job.
Podcast.
Sleepy time Batman came through the room. And hissed at me twice. Who hisses at people?
Snakes.
You say I'm
Batman.
Well,
okay, snakes.
The proper response is I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
That's what you do.
I'm Batman.
Batman.
That's true. You Christian Bale at them.
Batman. I feel like you said Matt Batman. Matt Batman. Matt Batman.
That sounds like...
Ah, Matt Batman, attorney of law.
Right? He keeps getting confused for the actual Batman.
We just literally,
guy who wears a Batman suit when he goes to work.
Your secret phrase for this episode is Matt Batman.
Matt Batman.
Coming in at Phoenix Wright 7.
Oh, right? Dear Lord. So it's, we just recorded the Nerd and Tie episode.
Live.
In front of some of these people. Only 50% of Archimize was there.
Yeah.
The other 50% was dead.
What?
That was
dark. So apparently you've been Fist of the North Star.
I guess so. You're I just don't even know it yet.
He was already what the whole time?
Dead.
Now, I think it's important that people go back and listen to the secret podcast, though, from KuroshiCon.
Oh my gosh, yes. If only to learn the secret code word.
Mm-hmm. From that
because
episode.
Because it's such a good word. Oh, it's so good.
I know.
I really wish
you'd heard it because I was hoping you'd try to work it in during the live episode in some way, shape,
right?
or form. Just to see how you'd do it.
I'm still not certain.
Look, the only clue is that it was ruled worse than Dick Waffle. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Things we say loudly in a Panera. Oh, dear Lord. Oh,
yes, all five of those Carolyns.
I will say that the one thing this convention does not have that was better at the hotel we stayed at for KuroshiCon is there are far less adorable sheepdogs here.
Yeah.
There's no dog
show in town this weekend, therefore
Had freaking kid gymnasts.
Actually, I would like to counterpoint you. I think there may in fact be a dog show in town this weekend. Because at the Super 8 that Archimedes and I stayed at, there were in fact several small, non-cute sheepdogs in the lobby, and a large truck that said it was a dog truck.
But wait, so we were at a Super 8 in KuroshiCon too.
Yeah.
Do people just think that bringing dogs a thing people do to Super 8s?
Well, there's certain hotels that allow pets, so Super 8's probably one of them.
Super 8 allows.
Yeah,
if you enjoy the smell of wet dog, come to a Super 8.
Ours smell just fine.
Official sponsor of The Wolf.
I haven't listened to The Wolf in years. I wonder.
Wait, what do you mean?
In years.
It's almost a joke that we came up with last September.
Dog years.
Ah, must be a show in town. At the Super 8.
I don't know.
Man, there's something wrong with all of us.
Yep, that's why we hang out together.
Well, three of us host a podcast, and the rest of the people here have decided to just stay here. They're saying they'll listen to this insanity.
They decided to listen to us record a second podcast following the first podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
With far less structure and me saying dick waffle at least twice now.
get to put an explicit rating on this one, too.
Don't need to. Doesn't go on iTunes.
Yeah.
Goes into the secret link.
Well, because for those of you in the room who are not aware, you have to find the secret link on nerdandtie.com, which, if you're hearing this on the podcast, you already know because you found it, because that's how you listen to this. But there's a hidden section, and it's just an arbitrary section of the page.
Yep.
There's no indicators. There's no text.
Nope.
It's just, it's a spot. And it's moved from its original location. Like, really? No, it moved a long time ago. It moved probably, like, I want to say a year ago I moved it.
To be fair, it's been crashing on its in its parents' basement for the last 3 years. So, like, it was time for it to move, honestly.
So, my only advice, if you used to know where it was and don't know where it is now.
How are you listening to this, you wizard?
Well, or Archimedes just doesn't know because he hasn't looked. Think the, look at the other side.
The other side?
Yeah.
You mean the left side?
Well, yeah, we can say that here because these people are already listening to the show. They already found it. Yeah, it's no longer white, it's now black.
Oh, okay.
Because I had to switch which image I was using. It's hidden in the transparency.
Things you can say about the secret spot that you can also say about Wally West.
But he's white again, too. There's two of them. There's only one link on the web. Oh, we need to have a rebirth to add a second link to the Secret Podcast.
Yeah, we get a second link, and then you get, And then I get two Wally Wests, and everything is happy.
Guys, especially my slash fic.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Fastest Men Alive.
Oh, dear.
Plurality. That'll be bad.
Wally's West Square.
I mean, that's still, like... That's still kind of.
Well, it could be good.
It's like depending twin cest, on only state, more intense.
This, depending on the state, that's incest. I mean, they're cousins.
Are they cousins?
They're cousins.
But no, actually,
Wally West and Wally West are cousins.
I don't know the new 52 Wally West's history, versus the.
The new 52 Wally West is the son of Iris's brother who has an African American wife.
Right. And what's the original Wally West relationship?
Original to Iris? Wally West is the son of Iris West's other brother.
No.
Oh.
Who has
That's stupid. I would have just made him the son of the same brother.
Can't be because Wally West Ginger had pretty normal parents, whereas Wally West New 52 was a reverse Flash. So
shitty shit.
Brandy, I've done nothing to you. Brandy's done nothing. Brandy, I've done nothing to you. I don't know if this is being picked up or not, but there's a really intense fight happening upstairs.
She grabbed her arm.
So anyways, I think Wally West is...
talking about the reverse Flash, because there are too many of them at this point.
So is New 52 Wally West the reverse of Wally West?
No, New 52 Wally West, though, did inherit his Speed Force powers from his reverse Flash dad.
He's out there somewhere. The reverse Flash. He's waiting.
Well, a reverse Flash. Not I mean, now this is a reverse Flash. This is not the Eobard Thawne reverse Flash.
You mean Professor Zoom?
Professor Zoom. The Hunter
Zolomon. Oh, but not to be confused. Not to be confused. Hunter Zolomon Zoom reverse Flash.
Wait, Zolomon here?
Yeah.
Well, he's okay. So he was dressed up as the Jay Garrick outfit that Hunter Zolomon wore in The Flash.
Oh.
And then
if
he's
we have an Adam on the Secret Podcast.
But it's not the outfit that Jay Garrick wears, that the actual Jay Garrick wears on The Flash. And it's not the same as the cartoon costume because the comic costume is still a shirt and not the leather jacket. So we had to be Hunter Zolomon. From the show.
I'm really sad that
this thing upstairs is still happening and we're trying to talk loudly so they don't know we're hearing them. So yeah, so Zoom.
Actually, you know, on that note, I'm really happy. I was about to say I'm sad, but I'm really happy because Jeff Johns Flash run where he introduced Hunter Zolomon was just reprinted, and you can go buy.
Well, I mean, the important things to understand when Hunter Zolomon grabbed Wally West's arm, he didn't mean it. And apparently, they're using fake IDs. We don't know who these people are. I don't know if you can hear this, but Kayla is apparently doing something with a fake idea. They're talking about just order the drink and go. The Flash is a good show.
The Flash is a good show.
Hey, look! It's Eric!
It's the first time I've been down this way, and everyone's here.
We're currently recording the secret podcast.
And listening to the best conversation ever.
I was never.
I see you have a Daft Maverick Hunter shirt.
That is a pretty awesome
trick. Gan is telling her boyfriend Eric that we're listening into the fight that the teenage girls upstairs are having.
Bye, Gan.
Gan has exited the secret podcast.
What? Oh. You were saying good things previously about the Supergirl Flash musical crossover?
Yes! I get excited when anything randomly turns like into a musical. Song.
Which song? The Super Friends song?
Yeah.
Krista doesn't like the song. Krista doesn't like the song written by the woman who writes and stars in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I don't like Krista's Super Friends.
She doesn't like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She's only watched half of the first episode, and it was just so intensely cringeworthy that we couldn't continue.
The first episode is bad.
It gets
you
better.
Have to get, like, in 3 episodes. You gotta get 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Take 3 episodes of that.
I don't know if I could take 3 episodes of that.
So much better.
Can I just skip to, like, the 6th one?
Musical! I don't want anything that's a, like, mid-20th century musical. When Steven Universe did it was the best episode ever.
Of course it was.
Once, yes, and I like Steven Universe.
Oh, sleepy time Batman came through again.
Hi, Batman.
I don't know why
it took me 5 seconds.
It's
okay. Bye, Batman.
And the same can be said of Flash Supergirl. It's musical. Also, I got to hear John Barrowman singing, anytime I hear
the Arrowverse, you've got so many. You've got Victor Garber, you've got Jesse, plays Joe West.
I don't remember, but he was in the original,
he's in the original cast of Rent, yes, and in the movie version, too. Both Grant Gustin and Melissa Benoist were on Glee.
Sisko was on was actually a Broadway before he did TV.
Yes, yes, he was. And the guy who plays Wynn was on Smash and in like various stuff. They have so many like music like singers in that cast that of course they did a musical episode.
And it was the best thing ever.
It was enjoyable because it was more Barry Allen and Kara Danvers interacting.
Their interactions.
It was the best thing ever.
Bye,
Sarah and Emily.
Yes.
I remembered a name because other people were saying it concurrently.
I'm only sad because the Music Meister was very different from how I'm used to him.
Well, but he's like only been in a couple of things ever.
So is he like their cue?
No, it depends. Like in this version, he was basically another Mr. Mitch's Spitling. But
he's also a cue.
But in the his appearance in Batman: Brave and the Bold, the most beloved version, the Neil Patrick Harris version, was just a guy with magic, hypnotizing singing powers.
Well, that's the actual creation of the character.
Yeah, yeah. The
that's what he was
version.
Made for. So, all right. So at this point, we're gonna say Matt Batman is the secret phrase, but Arkhamize has to say the one from the Kuroshikan podcast twice before he ever gets to use Matt Batman.
And when I grabbed your arm, I didn't mean to.
I didn't know. I was trying to apologize. And if you just show them the fake ID and order the drink, they don't look at it.
And you're not my mother.
There's something about the bartender. So we're going to go. And I really hope that some of their conversation got picked up by this. I don't know if it did. Someone with audio analysis, pull this thing apart because they are loud as at this fuck, man. Okay. Good night, folks. I've been Trey Dorn.
I'm still Nick Izumi.
And Gen Proc. has left the building. No, she's actually probably she's down the VGR. Blah.
So that was a thing that happened, and biz, yeah, happened to all of us. So remember, in a week, this will disappear off the internet, so download it and save it while you can if you want, or go find the actual episodes on the secret part of the website. Until then, I have been Traydorn, and Nick and apparently Fur all say hi, and these were the Secret Podcasts for the last couple of years. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast on Stitcher, on iTunes, on Google Play, and rate and review us on those stores, please. You can subscribe to our YouTube videos at youtube.com/TRAEGORN, or you can, and also Nick Izumi's videos, which appear on nerdandtie.com, are on his YouTube channel at youtube.com/Nick Izumi. You can find myself on Patreon at patreon.com/TRAEGORN, and you can find Nick on Patreon at patreon.com/Nick Izumi. Gen doesn't have a Patreon, but you can find her stores online at if you just Google Ocelot Dude. And, you know, remember, if you want to write in or tell us anything in our mailbag portion, you can write to us at nerdandtie.com/contact. And you can also call and leave a voicemail at area code 414-375-0480. That is our phone number. And we'll actually play your voice on the show. So, you know, unless you're a person who keeps insisting that we cover your documentary, which is only tangentially connected to that thing you claim it is. Not that I'm referring to anyone in specific who kept calling for a really long time. Anyway, so to end the show, there, you know, the end theme to the show is called Cloudburst, and it is a version of it which is a little different from the original album version by Regdar and the Fighters, because it is the Lieutenant Snorkel half cover. It's kind of a cover, kind of a remix. It's the original vocal tracks sung by Vomit Hat Steve, because we don't have a Vomit Hat Steve challenge, so let's get some Vomit Hat Steve in here. He sings the verses, and then I did all of the music on this version. So we're just gonna, rather than play a little clip of that on the outro like we normally do, we're gonna give you the whole song from beginning to end right now. That's how we're gonna finish the show. It's exciting, and you're going to pretend you like it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in a week.